Hi, I'm Brian Prince. Welcome to Bites by MSDN. Today I'm here with Ramon Rasma from Travelocity. Welcome, Ramon.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what you do at Travelocity.
My main position in Travelocity is working on mobile technologies. Mm-hmm. I'm a principal architect in that department.
So that's pretty exciting. Now, you have some code running in Windows Azure, correct?
Correct. Yes. Late last year, around this time last year, we worked on Windows Azure. We had a requirement to go ahead and work on augmenting our current web application to put some resource over to Windows Azure. So we were able to go ahead and deploy that very fast.
Okay. So what does this application do, though? Is it where your customers are going to this application, or?
Yeah, whenever we bring out a new feature, you want to make sure that the feature is used properly by the users. So we want to be able to push a lot of metrics on how the users use that feature. And that's a lot of data being used throughout the application. So when we do that, we want to push that resources over to Windows Azure and gather the information and bring it back into our system.
And you can learn from that as to whether the feature is working the way you expected and users
exactly,
like it.
Yeah.
So what did you build your application in?
The application is built using Java.
Yeah.
It's already been developed before we even looked at it Azure. But given the amount of traffic that we expect from that application, we decided that, you know, it's better to augment that load over, push it to the cloud down, rather than having to go in and push all that data to our existing servers.
So you scale it for like the summer spike.
Exactly.
A lot of people are looking at your site.
Right. If there's a new deal or if there's a new feature that we added, we want to see how that behaves.
Yeah. Very good. So can you, generally, can you predict your spikes, or are they out of the blue generally?
They're pretty much predictable, but what the data that we're gathering from some of the more complex web applications that are Ajax-based, mm-hmm. There's a lot of user interaction happening where in typical one response, request response, when we go ahead and introduce Ajax, will correspond to a lot of traffic going back to our server if we have to monitor that.
Yeah. So if you had the app running in-house and you moved to the cloud because of spiking reasons, did you have to change the application a lot to make it work in Azure?
No, not necessarily. No,
really?
Not really. Yeah. We kept the main application intact, and we introduced a little bit of the logging over that goes in through the browser and push that over to the cloud instead of our servers.
All right. So one more question. I don't see the gnome. Did you bring the gnome with you?
I forgot the gnome.
You forgot the gnome. Well, that's okay. I want to appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And I'm Brian Prince. Thanks for watching Bites by MSDN.